Advent is a season of hope and expectation. It's a time for us to prepare for the coming of Christ, to reflect on the year that has passed, and to look forward to the promises of Christmas. Advent has its roots in the Old Testament, where it was celebrated as a time when the Israelites would prepare for the coming of the Messiah. The word Advent actually comes from the Latin adventus, meaning to arrive. Over time, the celebration of Advent evolved and changed, and in the 4th century, Augustine introduced the idea of preparing for Christmas as a time of spiritual preparation. This idea caught on and has been celebrated by Christians ever since. For many people, Advent is a time of reflection, repentance. It's a time to focus on the ways we have fallen short and ask for God's forgiveness. It begins 4 Sundays before Christmas and lasts until Christmas Day. That time of preparation, anticipation, reflection. During Advent, Christians often focus on the 4 readings from the Bible that are associated with this season, including Isaiah, Malachi, Matthew, Luke, and sometimes Revelation. Advent is this time of hope. That's the first week that we'll talk about in just a moment. It's a time of expectation. It's a time that's reflected in the symbols and traditions associated with this Christmas season. One of the most recognizable symbols of Advent is the wreath, which is made of evergreen boughs and decorated with 5 candles. 4 of them represent those 4 weeks. And then the 5th represents Christ. And they're all burning by the end at Christmas Eve, lighting 1 every week until then. Those candles are hope, love, joy, peace, and then, of course, the final candle of Christ himself. This week, we will celebrate the first week of hope. Hope implies waiting, waiting for something not yet arrived. It seems we're always waiting for something. I want to read you this verse from Isaiah that happened hundreds of years before Christ and anticipated the Messiah's coming. This is Isaiah 9. We'll start at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. I'm going to skip to verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He'll be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. This is such a great verse. And again, it was written hundreds of years before Jesus came. And yet we struggle still waiting for something to arrive, waiting for Christ to arrive, waiting for Christ to come again. And it seems we're always waiting for something. What are you waiting for? A new job, a new car, a new relationship. This culture is constantly waiting too. They're waiting for something. Safety, security, peace, freedom, whatever else. Without God, there's just no meaning to life. People become depressed, apathetic. They just don't care anymore. Some lose the faith. Some become bitter, angry, and hostile towards God. Peter knew all about this, and he knew we would struggle with this as well, this waiting, this patience that we need, especially waiting for Jesus. He wrote a lot about this in 2 Peter 3. Let's read a little bit of this together. He said, first of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. Does that sound familiar? Let's keep reading. They'll say, where is your coming king? Where is this God you promised? But don't forget this one thing, dear friends, Peter says. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 3 through 12. Listen, there will always be those who believe it's futile to wait for God, but they forgot that God has already come. He came to Noah. He came to the Garden of Eden. He came to Mount Sinai and met Moses. He came in the person of Jesus, and he will come again. He has said so. There are many people these days who give in to fear and doubt and despair. They're tired of waiting for God. Some people like the charm of the Christmas holiday, like a Hallmark movie, but to them, believing in a real Savior coming into a real world is like some 4-year-old filling out a list of things they want from Santa. It's a nice idea, but it's just that to them. Some people give in to this cynicism. They go through the Christmas season without ever really experiencing the joy of Christmas through Jesus Christ. One of my favorite Christmas carols talks about waiting for the Savior. It's Come Thou Long Expected Jesus by Charles Wesley. The first line goes, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set the people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in Thee. The hardest part of all of this is being patient. We are born, raised, and bred these days to not be patient. Everything we have, everything we do is just about instant gratification, but patience is the fruit of the Spirit. It may seem difficult in the midst of whatever you're going through, whatever you're waiting for, but you have to remember the patience you need doesn't come from you, doesn't come from your own strength. It comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. And this race we're in is not short. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And it doesn't matter how you begin the race. It matters how you end. Isaiah says in chapter 40, "They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary and walk and not grow faint." Isaiah 40, 31. Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. The prophet foretold his coming. The herald announced his arrival, and we celebrate Jesus' birth. And now we wait for when he comes again. This season, I hope you celebrate the advent of Jesus being born to a virgin 2,000 years ago, and I hope you spend some time preparing your heart and soul for the day that Jesus comes again. Merry Christmas, and keep the faith. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy Advent. I hope this season is wonderful for you. I hope you follow after Jesus with all of your heart and soul and mind and strength. If this is helpful to you, hit the like button, subscribe, give a review, and I look forward to seeing you next time with some church and public news and some more Advent for this Christmas season. God bless. See ya.